The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. You may have to go to other clubs, but the Refreshment Club comes to you. And that as it should be. For refreshment property begins at home. That is, it begins at home if you have ice-cold bottles of Coca-Cola in your refrigerator. The Refreshment Club will come to order with a roll call. Clark Dennis.
Okay.
Helen Jane Belke.
Here.
The Ranch Boys.
Here.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hey, do.
All set for the meeting, Don.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice.
You got it, Bill.
Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Ah, good old ice cold Coca-Cola. Well, it's March time on the Refreshment Club by Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshmenteers on the Mall. March. Special whistling chorus there by a request of our bosses. The boys asked for a raise last week, and the bosses told us we could whistle for it. So we did. Here's Clark Dennis, the Refreshment Club Romeo now, who's getting along swell, I understand, since I coached him a little bit in this play he's undertaking, New Year's, which he's going to play the part of Hamlet, the Shakespearean play up in his neighborhood. Isn't that right, Clark?
Yeah, that's right, Don. I'm getting along swell since you coached me.
Are you?
Yeah, I can tell, by the way, that everyone acts around rehearsal. You know, when they're around me, I can tell the way they act.
Oh, sure.
Anything I say goes.
Yeah. Huh?
I say it's marvelous. Anything I say goes.
Listen, when you got time, anything you say goes, huh? Listen, when you got time, go up into my garage and say McNeil's car, will you? You don't mind? That play comes off Friday, doesn't it?
I'm afraid so, Don.
Oh, boy, that's well. You think we can get passes for the boys? They all want to come and see you, you know.
Well, I don't know. The way they laugh, I don't think I want them there.
Oh, no. Oh, they're a good audience. Spiegel will kind of put something over his mouth there beside his mustache, and he'll be all right.
Well,
the rest
I'll
of the boys,
try.
Sure. As Spiegel goes, so goes the rest of the boys. You know, he's the treasurer, but we'll keep him quiet. what are you going to sing, Clark?
My Wild Irish Rose.
Oh, that's a good old song. You know, my mother used to sing that one to me. You know, I can't help but admire mother's love after looking at a picture of me taken at the age of 11 years. My Wild Irish Rose.
If you listen, I'll sing you a sweet little song of a flower that now droops and dead. Yes, dearer to me, yes, than all of its mates, though each holds a lock its proud head. 'Twas given to me by a girl that I know. Since we've met, faith, I've known no recall. She is dearer by far than the world's brightest star, and I call her my wild Irish rose. My wild can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows, and someday for my sake he may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
Very, very nice, Fire. Well, I see the Walter and the boys have picked one from the Gold Diggers of 1937 called Speaking of the Weather, and I'm always very much interested in the weather. I think everyone is. Mark Twain said no one ever does anything about it, but it's a nice thing to speak of anyway. I know one time in my hometown, they reported an earthquake. I was very much interested in that, but it just turned out to be an early summer boarder who was shuddering at the food. It wasn't an earthquake at all. But boys, I've got something here for you. I want you all to take part in this. Speaking of the weather, winter is upon us, you know. And sometimes we'll all be sneezing, see? Get a cold, I hope none of you do. I hope none of us do. I should say not, or you listening in either. But in case we do, I've perfected here what is called the ballroom or parlor sneeze. This is a very much of a sneeze as in the etiquette books, you see? I tried to teach this to a couple of girls the other day. It didn't work so well. One of the girls couldn't get anything. I don't know, she was so dumb she couldn't get the drift of a conversation about snow, so I gave it up. But I know you boys can do it. All right, now, here's the way we do it, see? This is the ballroom sneeze, Walter. I want the, if you don't mind, Walter, my directing here for a second, I'd like the first row here, the violin and string section, at a given signal to say hish, H-I-S-H, hish. At the same time, the second section, the saxophones there, and the bass will say hash, H-A-S-H, see? And the last row, the trumpets, the brass section, and Bill Krenz will say hosh. You got that? We'll all try together now. Hish, hash, and hosh all together, and we'll get the traditional or ballroom sneeze out of it, I hope. All right. I'll sprinkle a little pepper here, and then we'll try. Okay. One, two, go. Huh? How was that? That wasn't bad, was it? That sound like a sneeze? Yeah? All right. We'll try it once more. Sprinkle the pepper. Sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. That's good. Well, I didn't know you fellas could do it. That's swell. Oh, boy. Now we got something there. I hope you didn't catch anything being too close to your radio there. But I just wanted to try a sneeze here. I think it's great. Now, remember that. When you go to a party or something and somebody sneezes, you say, I heard a good one on the radio. Half of you say hish, the other third hash, and the other fourth hosh. See? And you'll have something there. And after it's all through, they'll say, well, so what? But you say you heard it on the radio, anyway. By the way, I have another thing that you might be interested in, speaking of the weather. Good cure for tonsillitis. It's a sleeve wrapped around your neck. with a young lady's arm in it. All right, speaking of the weather, my friend. Are going to do a song about an old log cabin. Theirs is one way out west, of course. But I saw one in New England one time, very historic one. I love those New England villages. What tradition they have. What legend. I can tell you one right now out of my own head.
Legend out of your own head, Don?
Yeah.
That must be the legend of Sleepy Hollow, huh?
In an old log cabin by the ranch boys. I try to do something here, and what do I get? Nothing but
confidence. In an old log cabin by an old log fire, I dream of long ago, and my heart remembers when the burning embers first set our love . The magic blaze brings back the day when hearts were young and love was new. In an old log cabin by an old log fire, I sit and dream of you.
In an old log cabin, many a great man started there, too. I guess the reason that so few of us recognize opportunity now is that it's usually disguised as hard work. Well, here's George Kaiser, the hillbilly from Brookfield, and all the gang to do Running Ragged on the violin. I tell you, George has told me that it's going to be titanic, gargantuan, colossal, and marvelous. But I think the boys will improve. Here they go, Running Ragged. George Kaiser and his torrid fiddle doing Run Ragged for you. Very nice too, George. And all you refreshment clubbers would like to know George Kaiser better. He's a swell guy, and all the girls rave about his Grecian profile. I guess he got it from leaning against restaurant windows. And now here is Bob Denton, our recording secretary, with a word to the ladies. And remember, Bob, a word to the wives is sufficient.
Woman's work, they say, is never done. And so I want to remind you ladies in our audience today that any work can be done better if you pause now and then to rest a moment. And if you make that rest refreshing with a frosty, delicious bottle of Coca-Cola from your own refrigerator, you go back to what you are doing with a new interest and renewed spirits. That's a particularly appropriate thought for this busy holiday week when everybody has so much to do. We've been telling you how welcome Coca-Cola is when you're entertaining others. And we don't want you to forget how refreshing it is when the only person you have to think of is you. So make a note now to include a 6-bottle carton of Coca-Cola when you do your marketing today or tomorrow. And enjoy the pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola at home. All right, Don?
All right, Bob. Say, Helen Jane, I made a note to ask you now ever since... Well, the other day, I forgot what day it was now. Oh, it was Christmas, I believe, when we were asking about presents, you know, and all that. And you said one thing you got was a diamond, and you hesitated and then said bracelet, remember?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I read an article since then, and it said that several shop windows in Chicago have been scratched with a diamond, see? One theory is that the damage was caused by a skeptical young lady who'd been... testing her engagement ring.
Wasn't I, Don?
It wasn't, huh? Wasn't you? Well, all right, that's all I wanted to know. How are you getting along with Johnny, though?
Oh, just well, Don. I've got him to a place now where he's practically wrapped around my little finger.
What is he, contortionist?
All right.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad to hear that things are that way. Clark is very much interested. Johnny's still in the running for that part in Shakespeare play.
He certainly is, Don.
He is, huh?
You bet.
Say that with pride in your voice.
I'll say.
Mind me telling Helen Jane something that you told me that happened to you quite a while ago?
No, I don't mind.
You don't recall what it is?
No,
do
I don't.
Well, I know Douglas Corman there in Baltimore and many of our other refreshment clubbers are very much interested in you. In spite of Johnny, they're interested in you. And so they might be interested in hearing about this. Helen Jane was telling me this happened in Minneapolis. They were sitting in a swing in the moonlight alone, Helen Jane and her boyfriend. No word broke the stillness for half an hour until Helen said, "Suppose you had money, what would you do?" He threw out his chest in all the glory of young manhood and said, "I'd travel." He felt her warm young hand slide into his. When he looked up, she had gone. In his hand was a nickel.
Columbus took a chance, and I would take a chance, as long as there's a moon up above. But I don't want to make history, I just want to make love. Napoleon took a chance, but when I think of France, it's Josephine that I'm thinking of. For I don't want to make history, I just want to make love. We all can't be famous, we all can't be great. Right now I'd settle for a love affair and the diggings with the fairs of state. I hear a call to arms, but sentimental arms, my banner is the moon up above. For I don't want to make history, I just want to make love. Now I don't want an army like brave Joan of Arc. Right now I'd settle for a single man and a teeny-weeny cozy little place to park. I hear a call to arms, but sentimental arms. My banner is the moon up above. For I don't want to make history. I just want to make love.
That's very, very, very nice, Helen G. And now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with the bells of St. Mary's. Good friend Gene Arnold passed this little bit of philosophy on to me, and in turn, I'd like to pass it on to you today. When I wake up in the morning in a nasty frame of mind, criticizing other people for the little faults I find, I can always, if I want to, make myself ashamed of me just by looking in the mirror and appraising what I see. There it is, as clear as water. All the selfishness and greed written right where I can see it. One good look is all I need. There's a line that tells me plainly how I failed to see the way I could make another happy and thus brighten up his day. And there's a wrinkle standing boldly on my forehead to proclaim that I failed to do my good deed and defend another's name. And so, when I'm finding fault with others, on myself I put the B, just by looking in the mirror and appraising what I see. Know you younger members of the Refreshment Club, if you want to know anything about cowboys or Indians or anything, the ranch boys are really the fellas that can tell you about that, because these boys have spent a lot of time out there in Arizona and Oklahoma and New Mexico and Mexico and California. Isn't that right, boys?
That's right.
If I missed any states there?
Oh, you missed Texas, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, missed Texas. And they really know all about cowboys and Indians. You know, there's one thing about Indians I've often wondered, fellas. You've been out in Hollywood, too. Well, wait till I get the point, now, will you? I've often wondered what would happen if Sitting Bull met Sir Guy Standing. What do you think would happen?
Gotta be a mix-up, wouldn't it?
Well, these boys are really good shots, too, with a rifle or with a revolver. I've seen them practicing there. Very, very good. By closing the right eye, they can hit a bullseye at 20 feet. By closing the left eye, they can hit it at 30 feet. And by closing both eyes, Carol Martin can go to sleep. Get along, little doggies, there, Rand boy.
Whoopie tie, yo, get along, little doggies. It's your misfortune and not my own. Whoopie tie, yo, get along, little doggies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home.
One morning as I was walking for pleasure, I spied a cowpuncher come riding along. His hat was shoved back and his spurs was jingling. As he approached, he was singing this song.
Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home.
Early in spring, we round up the doggies. Mark them and brand them and bob off their tails. Round up the horses, load up the chuck wagon, then throw the doggies on the north trail.
Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies, it's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggies, you know that Wyoming will be your new home.
Now it's overture time on the Refreshment Club. Walter Baufus gives the boys a chance to demonstrate their versatility with morning, noon, and night overture. Thank you. Adjourn our meeting of the Refreshment Club for today. We hope you'll be with us again tomorrow to hear Clark Dennis, Helen Jane Belkey, Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshment Club Orchestra, Jack Rose at the guitar, and Elmer himself, good old Elmer. This is Don McNeil saying so long for today. Meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.